Good morning. This is Dina Marie Hale for Mater Dei Radio. As we embark upon another academic year with a global pandemic still lingering on, there are many challenges to our mental, physical, emotional, and our spiritual well-being. Our seminarians are certainly not immune to these health challenges. In fact, they may experience even more stress and anxiety as they follow God's call in discerning a vocation to the priesthood. With me today to speak about the health and well-being of our seminarians is our vocation director, Father Jeff Irvin. Father Jeff, it's great to have you back today.
Thank you, Dina Marie. Always great to be with you.
Well, and we were just talking about it's September, October, the school year has already begun, and it's a busy season once again, but I thought it would be important to really look at the well-being, the spiritual, mental, and physical well-being of our seminarians, because it can be a difficult time. And I know you've talked about those four pillars, those four ways of formation, the human, the spiritual, the intellectual, and the pastoral formation of our seminarians. But in light of all of the challenges that may be going on with COVID restrictions and maybe potential loneliness, maybe being away from a familiar home or familiar community, let's just talk a little bit about the spiritual and emotional well-being of our seminarians.
Sure. Yeah. You know, those four dimensions, it encompasses the whole person, right? So it's the whole man who is entering into formation. And seminary formation and education really allows for them, the hope is that they're all integrated, you know, in due time, in God's time. But maybe just first say, no, I'm not a counselor, I'm not a specialist in this field per se when it comes to the mental health of our seminarians, but I can speak on what I'm seeing as vocation director accompanying these men. And as you said, we're all experiencing challenging times. Mm-hmm. These past year and a half with the pandemic and all that has been burdensome for us. But it can also be a way that the Lord squeezes us a bit. And in that, we can see a lot of growth in ourselves, too, as we dive deeper into what is the Lord calling me in this time. Maybe just speaking generally with our seminarians, I think with all of us, the stress and some of the anxiety, it comes with, you know, not being in control a lot, and to be able to come to a point to say, okay, Lord, I'm going to give you control. I'm going to hand this over to you. Know that you got a plan here, whatever it is. So sometimes it's our unwillingness to hand over control that builds up the stress and anxiety in our own lives. Looking at our seminarians in particular, sure, there's some personal stress that comes along with it. Here they are in formation in a challenging time. Sometimes there are restrictions in the seminary itself, but, you know, the men really have everything they need. I often remind them of that, you know, that they do have everything that they need there, and they have a lot of support from their formation director, spiritual director, and there's even a counselor there at the seminary. So maybe just three things simply that I've seen is our seminarians have great concern for their family members who are journeying through this time together, right? Especially those who may be elderly, may be more vulnerable to maybe the pandemic, the coronavirus, and everything that's going on. So a lot of our guys, I mean, and rightfully so, they're just concerned about their family members who may be far away or who may be older or elderly. So allowing them to have some time to connect, it's very important that they're encouraged to connect with their family members, make sure they check in and that they're doing okay. A second piece is just, you know, what's going on in the world and in society, the uncertaintiness about that and about the church in some respects, that the seminarians aren't immune to that as well. So the family component, what's going on in society as a whole, but also just personally how they're interiorizing everything. So the formation is looking at the whole person, integrated whole of all those four dimensions of pastoral, intellectual, human, and intellect and spiritual.
Right. And I just think about, Father Jeff, as you mentioned, being out of control. We're going to face that our whole lives, right? This fear of not having control. And that's the life of a Christian, is to give that control over to the Lord and to trust, but also to use the gifts that we've been given to do and to live out that life of holiness. And prayer has to be a huge component, I think, one of just giving us a sense of calm or peace or that quiet time of contemplation. prayer is an amazing resource, right? But it's a necessity to maybe just share a little bit about the prayer life of a seminarian can really help in those times of stress. Okay, we're going to have to write this paper. I'm going to have to really study for this next exam. There's those real stresses of being a student, but also following the Lord. Wow, I'm really putting myself out there to serve the Lord and the value of prayer in those times.
Sure, yeah, for a Christian, but for a seminarian in particular, the prayer life is so essential, as you said. And that's a place where our faith deepens, because prayer is not a thing that we do, but it's a relationship, mm-hmm. right? And sometimes I find our seminarians say, you know, when we talk about their prayer, they speak of it like it. They say, mm-hmm. no, how was your prayer? Oh, it was good. but it's not an it. It's a person. It's a relationship with God. And in seminary formation, we really encourage the young men to establish a habit of prayer, especially in the morning. So whether it's 30 minutes or an hour in front of the Blessed Sacrament. Primarily, as you were suggesting, is that's a place where we relinquish all control. As we really hand it all over to the Father, you know, through Jesus, knowing that we can't do it on our own power, but we can do many things, you know, with and in Him. And sometimes that's very hard for us mm-hmm. to relinquish control, right? Even externally, that's how our life is going to look, but even more so internally is relinquishing control of what our prayer is even going to look like, and allowing Jesus to really enter into that space and allow Him to really be our prayer, to pray in and through us. So that's really the only place where we're going to find peace. That's really the only place where our hearts are going to rest, is in the person of Jesus. And that's why it is so important for all of us to carve out time in our busy day, 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes of prayer, to really allow the Lord to be with us, in us, and to relinquish control. Knowing that He is God, He's got control of this. He's got in control of your life, of my life, but He invites us to be part of it, and that's the great mission that we're on.
Absolutely. We're talking with Father Jeff Irvin, our Vocations Director for the Archdiocese of Portland and Oregon, and especially this great time to know that our seminarians are back at work. They're responding to the call. They're continuing to move forward in that discernment process, and they probably could use our prayers. I guess as we close, Father Jeff, your invitation for our listeners to continue to support our seminarians, some who have maybe just started the journey, this is their first year of academics, their prayer life is increasing, all of that experience at the Abbey, but your invitation for us to continue to support our seminarians.
Sure. A big part of it is, you know, in your own prayer, our listeners, as you're listening here, in your own prayer, just to call to mind those who are discerning or who the Lord has created, you know, to be a priest or a religious sister, that their hearts will be enlivened by that invitation from the Lord. You know, sometimes we dismiss the power of our prayer as the lay faithful is praying for young people to respond to God's call. So just really another encouragement to pray for our young people who are discerning a path in their life, their vocation, whether it be to married life, to priesthood, or consecrated religious, really hold them in prayer that they're able to say yes to the Lord's invitation. And then also, if you see any of our seminarians out and about in their parishes, to just give them some words of encouragement as they continue through their discernment process, especially those on pastoral year.
Absolutely. Well, yeah. Encourage people when they can to continue to visit the Abbey, to continue to pray for our seminarians, and we'll look forward to hearing more reports from you in the days to come. Thank you so much, Father Jeff.
Thank you, Dina Maria. It's great to be here with you.